So when we want to be, when we want Christ to be everything and have the supreme place in all things, then we are going the right direction. So this verse is given to encourage us and to challenge us. And so what we had in the hymn, that brings then glory to him. And so that God can take people like we are from many different cultures, from different backgrounds, different religions originally, but now one in Christ, that's tremendous privilege. But it also implies great challenges. And that's why verse 12 says, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved. We are holy in Christ and beloved. We need to put on these bowels of compassion. That means we have to have compassion to one another. A brother who just got married and have problems, we need to have compassion. Or a person, a family who lost a loved one, we need to show compassion. And the compassion is also in a positive way. Like when someone gets married or gets engaged, this compassion shows also in happiness. We identify with that experience. And so we show kindness, lowliness. Lowliness is needed to be able to receive these blessings. If you are not lowly of mind, we are too full of ourselves, and then we cannot receive these blessings. The meekness is not weakness. The meekness we see in Christ. Christ was in charge all the time, but he was showing meekness. He did not offend anybody. Like when I get slapped, my tendency is to slap back. When somebody speaks against me, I have a tendency to speak against that person. That's not meekness. So the meekness of the Lord shows that he did not give offense and he did not take offense. Somebody offended him, like the Pharisees, he just let it be God. And so that is important for us to follow this attitude of Christ, lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering. That means you keep going. It's not easy. Something happens, it's settled, but then tomorrow something similar or something else happens again. And then we need long-suffering to be able to face that challenge and not get upset or get frustrated or provoked. These are not easy things, beloved. I'm not saying that this is easy. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. I mean, isn't that a tremendous challenge? But it's also a privilege that we are now instruments in God's hand to use the resources that God has given us, that we can follow the Lord Jesus and have patience with one another, forbear one another. If a brother says something wrong and it has been corrected, fine, but then the next day he says something wrong again, and how do I react then? And so, forgiving one another. If any should have complaint against any, even as the Christ has forgiven you, so also do ye. And to all these add love. Love is really the divine source. Without this divine source, it won't work. I can force myself to have long suffering. I can force myself to be patient, but sometime it will stop. We have to draw the resources from God's love. Without that, it won't work, beloved. I can't do it. Brother Campbell used to say, if you have these old pumps, then you put some water in the pump and then you get it starts, and all of a sudden it produces a lot of water. And so this is the challenge for us, to put something of Christ in that pump so that it can produce a lot of water. We need to use the resources of Christ with one another, and then it will work. And to all these things add love, which is the bond of perfectness. So then we will also be bonded together. We talked in Psalm 2 that the people in this world reject God's bonds. But here we have an example of God's bond. He is not in marriage, but this is the bond of perfectness in the assembly. It's Christ. And then let the peace of Christ preside in your hearts, to which also you have been called in one body, and be thankful. This is a recipe for happiness. It's amazing. And that goes together. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I was touched by the fact that little girl, Joe's little girl, recited in a break Psalm 1. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That is how we memorize verses. And also in meditating, we talked about that in Psalm 1, the word of Christ will dwell in us richly and then in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. So how can we help each other, teaching and admonishing one another? By using the word of God. Psalms is connected with the response, the hymns also, spiritual songs. These are the resources that God wants us to use to build one another up and to give praise and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus at the same time. And that singing with grace in your hearts. So again, I cannot produce that myself. This is God's grace who will produce it. But I have to be ready to be an instrument in his hand. And in everything, whatever you may do in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we are subject to him. We fellowship with him. We want to magnify his name. And you see the matter of response? Giving thanks to God the Father by him. You've gone through difficulties and it ends in thanksgiving. Well, praise God. But it's in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are subject to him. And the result is we bring praise and glory to his name. And that's so wonderful. We have a couple in our assembly and they had great difficulties. And by the grace of God, I saw them last Sunday. It was really touching to see how happy they are. Who can do that? Only God can do that. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus. By submitting both to him and doing things now in fellowship with him, according to his thoughts, then it is in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the result is giving thanks to God the Father by him. There is that response that we were talking earlier, and that response will go on throughout eternity. It's amazing. And the bride in the eternal state, the church, the Lamb's wife, Revelation 19, she will be the bride forever and ever. When a brother gets married, his bride is the bride for one day. But Christ will get married with the church, Ephesians 5 and also Revelation 19, and she will be the Lamb's wife, and at the same time, she will be the bride. And every day throughout eternity, there are no days anymore, she will be the bride. How is that possible? But it's God, is that possible? But that shows what God's concept is. He wants to keep us new and fresh every day through work of the Holy Spirit, so that we can respond to Christ's love and that he is satisfied.